We want to care for our disabled and our aging. Look across our city. Yes, we help the disabled. You know, every Saturday I'm there in Central Buchanan, you know, different places working with the Christian Association of the Blind. But that is not sustainable. We do have a commission on disability. The people in Buchanan are not feeling the commission on disability. So our agenda wants to focus on people who are differently able and the people who have age. Hector, the disrespect for our aging people in this city is just so unbelievable. When people are old and retire, they need a decent living so they can live with dignity and respect. We're going to focus on that, starting with the national agenda. How do we improve our pension program so that somebody's pension will be able to get them more than a half bag of rice? Many of our people retired and they are subject to the whims of their children, which is very painful. And then, finally, we want to push for a stronger educational system. You know, I serve on the board. I'm the chairman of the board of WP Abramsky, my alma mater. Education is very pivotal to the survival and development of any city, any county, any country. Those who are not highly educated are most likely will not produce so well. We want to strengthen our educational system, but here's how we want to do it. First, we want to create a better pay system for our teachers. Our teachers are shamelessly being paid peanuts. And without teachers, you and I wouldn't be who we are today. And so we want to start with the better pay for our teachers and to create strong science programs in our schools. So we're going to select some pilot schools that we're going to be pushing on. And so we believe that if we focus on job creation, economic advancement, better healthcare, rehabilitation of our roads, care for our disabled and aging, stronger educational system, and our youth work study program, Buchanan will start to live again, Grand Bassa will start to rise again, and Liberia will start to get higher.